This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Hebman's with us. Rich, during hour number one, I mentioned that it's almost impossible to get a job. People find jobs on the Internet, and they, ultimately they find out if they actually do get an interview, they're told, well, no, job is no, it's not available, but we do have one. It's a lower pay grade. It's way more physical work. So the jobs are being misrepresented. It's impossible to get a good job unless you're part of a special group that they're looking to hire based on color, based on sex, based on identity, based on special groups. It's broken. The employment system is broken. It's not one where the best candidate, the one with the best qualifications, regardless of whether that person is male or female, unless the job requires a male or a female to be in that position. It's difficult to get a job today that is meaningful. Your thoughts, you were going to respond.
Yes, and I'm also going to answer your previous question at the top of the or at the bottom of the last hour. Do I have any regrets? And these answers actually dovetail together. So give me some time here, Vince, because you stepped in it, like I said earlier, and I'm going to go for it because I talk about this quite regularly. And that is my, I'm going to start with my biggest regret. My biggest regret is probably getting three college degrees because they are worthless. As our regular listeners know, you were talking about getting a job. Well, the powers that be are purposely promoting weakness, promoting low standards and qualifications. And these people, you know, a lot of them are hypocrites and double standards for their own wealthy kids, because you look at the protectionist group status, which is the Alex Soroses, the Liz Cheneys, the Meathead Reiners, all these people, their daddy got them jobs. This is how it works. And then the other is the victim group status, which is depending on what group you're in. But you got to remember, this wokeism is the plan to delegitimize work. And we have given proof and proof and evidence and facts and proof on this for years. Wokeness is absolutely necessary to destroy our country, so they could bring in this great recess been planned for at least 100 years. And what wokeness is you give society, when you put the least qualified people of society in charge of everything, a collapse is imminent. Now, we've gone through a lot of, we talked about Hegelian dialectic, the Leipzig connection, the anti-communication manifesto, the communist manifesto. We've talked about all this and proven on how, remember when I talked about John D. Rockefeller saying competition is sin? This is all this socialized, this progressivism is to destroy anything that makes sense, that's good, that's relevant, that's the best. You know, that's why you hear words like common good, sustainable city, communitarian socialism. You know, all the hoaxes, the global warming and the climate changes, all this stuff. This is done to eliminate individual rights and consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. So when you delegitimize work, why are they doing this? Why are they making certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status? status card. It's because they want to bring in UBI and MMT, which is Universal Basic Income and Modern Monetary Theory. So in other words, they're going to control everything about your life, commerce, buying, selling, everything when they bring in CBDCs, and you think wealth inequality is bad now. So basically what you're doing, if you are literally all about your group hyphen and pronoun, you've been brainwashed, okay? It's just like, and I mentioned this when I monologued last week, you know, Jesse Waters, he did that video on that, that young lady, and I think her name was Kathleen Perry, and basically Jesse Waters talked about how you talk about, I think he titled it like victim status or something like that. So when you make it all about your group, you're female, you have, you know, basically to eliminate accountability and responsibility based on your group because she got caught doing drunk driving. And she was using terms like, I have social anxiety. I'm an indigenous person, even though I'm probably more tan than she is. She used terms like non-binary, and she's intimidated by the sobriety test, and don't call you ma'am because you're triggering me. And the white male cop was, oh, the man thing, and she has PTSD from white people. And she used terms like generational trauma. And she feels harassed by the white man scaring her. And she didn't, because of her victim group status, she felt it wasn't necessary for her to show up to drunk driving classes. And it was because it was the cop's fault for harassing her. Look, this is what victim group status is all about. She just used, like, a lot of the different branches of victim group status. Now, why do I give articles and interviews and video clips posted and published in the public domain? Because when I say something, I do not want to give my opinion. I want to give proof. So when I talked about answering your question earlier about what my biggest regret is, and that's getting college degrees, I should have went to, you know, into the trades right off, starting getting paid at 18 years old, taking advantage of time leverage, not have the debt, and I would probably become an electrician and help a lot of people with off-grid living. But hindsight's always 20/20. So when I got my degrees, you know, first I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department. At 19, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. I guarantee you, almost everybody who's listening to this, I could have climbed up a ladder with you on my shoulder. But that was the year the women's group sued. So what did they sue for? To feel entitled to play the victim group status, to literally demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job because they couldn't pass the test. So I got a degree in forestry. I showed up at the National Forest Service, U.S. Forest Service. Well, they told me, this is neat, the fire department was 1979, the Forest Service interview was 82, so I showed up with tons of experience in the woods and a degree in forestry. And they told me they couldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, 18 years old, no degree, no experience, no nothing. So, and in big pharma, I actually tried to get a demotion. So what happened? I had all these fancy doctors tell me I need to reduce my driving because I have neuropathy. Right now, half of my right leg and foot is numb. It's been that way since October. And my cervical spine is probably worse. So I literally had to use a rubber band in physical therapy for 20 years before I could even think about doing any more exercise. So I had all these orthopedic surgeons saying that Rich needs to reduce his driving by 50%. My company, HR, Human Resources, told me, no, you can't get that job because that's for women only. They literally hired women off the street with hardly any qualifications to take that job. Now, let me tell you how dangerous political correctness is. Now, think of the 20 million people worldwide that have died from the so-called death jab that they called a vaccination, and the 120,000 children that have died from it. Just think, if I could have sued them, I tried to. But my lawyer one day said, oh, we can't do it. So either got threatened, blackmailed, bribed, something. I had lawyers tell me I didn't have enough victim group status because I was a poor/middle-class white male. I had lawyers tell me I didn't have enough group self-pity points because I was a poor/middle-class white male. I had lawyers tell me that if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day if I wasn't a poor/middle-class white male. See, they're not attacking white males. No, Nancy Pelosi's kid, John Kerry's kid, Joe Biden's kid, no. The people who have nepotism connections, who come from wealth, they're set. But if you want to try to earn your way and control your own destiny, that's when the opportunities don't come. So now, work has been so delegitimized, and you have people literally, I'm reading articles where people who aren't even homosexual, literally, because they're group hyphen and pronoun, and they're looking for a way in, they're literally pretending to be transgender so they can get extra benefits and better jobs. I guess it's analogous to somebody going to prison and saying, oh, I'm a female, and that person's raping women and even impregnating them in prison. But see, common sense and logic no longer matters. It's about selling the narrative. So now, we don't have any accountability, and a lot of these people who are about their group, they think they've been vindicated, but you're literally being used as a globalist puppet. You're not just breaking the system. You're weaponizing the system against the rule of law and the American people. Everything's fixed and rigged, and the lawmakers are now the lawbreakers. So when you reward mediocrity just to sell a narrative, you are literally destroying opportunity, knowledge, and controlling, and someone controlling their own destiny. You're eliminating that. And if you think you're empowering your group and your nation, think again. Because all this, one of the things, and Vince, you can attest to this, I've given thousands of pieces of information, financial and economic information, showing that the money is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1%. All this equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, inclusion, all these are BS terms. It's propaganda and it's brainwashing. And you're being played. And this is a big problem for America, because a lot of people who are being played don't admit it because their ego, pride, and saving face is taking precedence. I've talked many times, when all this happens, this wealth inequality, this group, victim group, protectionist group status, when you don't earn it, there's no value. You're not giving value to the people. And they want this to create the Great Reset. And the people, the useful idiots, react emotionally. They lose the ability to think critically, and it just snowballs more and more. We have given so much evidence, Vince, of back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the globalists literally saying, in their speeches and white papers, saying we're going to get rid of the family and we're going to get rid of individualism. It's all about the group, people. Wake up. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with Rich. I wanted to ask you about your generator. You live off-grid. So there is no connection to power lines, you know, from a utility company. They have solar panels, you have a battery bank, you have a charging system, a charge controller. And when the sun's not shining so much, you supplement the current that you use in your house, your cabin, with a generator. Can you describe that generator and how you do that and how long you run the generator? And what I'm trying to figure out is for our class to understand how little electricity you can get by with and still live a great life.
Well, yeah, I can probably live, Vince, without electricity, to be honest with you. Be a little more rugged, and we live pretty rugged as it is. You know, I only have a 675-amp-hour system, and it's lead-acid battery, which is probably the oldest type, least sophisticated type of battery, but it works. And it's a little bit of maintenance, not much. I check the electrolytes maybe once a month. So when I run my AC generator, which brings in AC, what it does is those volts and amps go through my inverter/charger, and depends on your inverter on how much amps you can transfer. But because my system's small, that's kind of irrelevant for me. This time of year, when I transfer the AC, I make sure at least once every 7-8 days where I have to fully charge my batteries, I take it off of absorption and put it on bulk so I can get to my goal a little quicker. I have two set points, and one's in amps and one's in volts. and my amps are, I believe, 13. And when you turn on your generator and you're filling up your batteries and it's going through your inverter charger, the amperage actually goes down and your voltage goes up. And I think my voltage set point is 29.6, I believe. So I have a 24-volt system, and that works. And, you know, there's only, I would say, 2 months out of the year I really have to pay attention to this. And 4 months out of the year, the outside months, I got to pay attention a little bit. 8 months out of the year, I get more energy than I could use. So, but, you know, we have lights just like a regular home. And we don't have a freezer. We don't turn on our refrigerator unless it's probably like around end of March. And we shut it off this year, I think, early December because it's been kind of warm this winter. And, yeah, it's all about simplifying life. And, you know, like we were talking about with Kyle, you know, preparing for what's coming. And I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm trying to be, look, if we're going to go to a civil war, world war, nuclear war, I wouldn't be on the radio right now. Okay? I still feel hope. I'm trying to promote hope and look at the glass half full and say, let's wake up more people and see if we can do something about it. Because all of our, just like the article I gave earlier in the program, you know, when you have basically representatives already coming out in Congress and saying, well, basically our politicians and judges are all compromised and blackmailed through honeypots and sex and Epstein videos and all this stuff. What they need to do is they just need to bow down. They just need to say, okay, we're going to let each county run their commerce their way. And all red counties are contiguous. And, you know, when Colorado did what they did when I came on the air last week, when it wasn't my turn, I talked about that. And what we need to do is let the red states and the blue states run commerce separately because the whole system is too corrupt. We need to have separate laws for different counties, red and blue. And if we need a new county seat, if necessary, we'll do that. But we need to decentralize. What the powers that be are trying to do is centralize with people who are unfit, who didn't earn their job, people who are selling out their people and representation for their own personal benefit. And it could be money, it could be, you know, saving face, ego and pride. So anyway, we need to get as decentralized and independent as possible in a very rigged system. Vince, I know I dovetailed.
Yeah, I'll comment. I'll comment when we come back. I have a couple more generator-type questions. Over it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps this week. Multiple arrests were made, at least one officer injured after a pro-Palestinian protest in Manhattan yesterday. Hundreds marching through Midtown protesting the conflict in Gaza. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes in Iraq overnight likely killed several Iran-backed militants with Hezbollah. The U.S. airstrikes were in retaliation to an earlier drone attack that left three U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq, including one critically. Former President Trump didn't appear to have a very Merry Christmas. He took to Truth Social yesterday and went on a rage about everything happening in his life. He also said he would replace Obamacare if elected. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Well, you got your...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rich, I believe you used the word decentralized. And if you think about it, class, the wild animal kingdom is overall decentralized. You know, yeah, there are flocks of birds, but the animals do their own thing and they spread out. It's humans that centralize. It's humans that overpopulate cities. It's humans that have so many people packed together in cities that they are not supportable. They can't support themselves. They have to bring in food and water and energy from outside the cities. It's only us, humans, that do that. Rich, I wanted to ask you about, do you have any comments about that?
Well, look, the big thing in my book is people have to wake up to the psyops, okay? The manufacturing of fear. And you got to be prepared for, you got to have plan Bs, because it's obviously a consolidation of power, money, control. The Democrats have already mentioned they're going to blame Trump or Trump supporters, Republicans, Russia on cyber attacks. They want to cancel elections. They want martial law. This is all these articles I've given to everybody. So we have to start preparing for plan Bs. And I really think that's the most important thing, because they want to create violence. They want to create wars. They're bringing in illegal immigrants. Fentanyl's killing, close to 200,000 people per year in America. We are already undergoing violence. People being put in jail for peaceful assembly. We are left with no alternatives because the system is so corrupt. Everything is about the group in order to collapse society and make it woke. Again, putting the least qualified in charge. This is banana republic authoritarianism. This is Nazi-style corruption. It's basically non-citizens going to be voting, and the whole system is going to be run by non-elected officials. It's a total disenfranchisement of American citizens. You have to start thinking outside the box. A generator is 1% of it, Vince. 1%. But I wonder how many – let me ask you a question. In America, what percentage of people are prepared to live off a generator? And what I mean by that, is it hooked up to their house? Is it hooked up to their appliances? Do they have enough energy to use the generator for a whole, let's say, winter? What percentage of people are prepared for that?
Oh, I would say darn close to zero. When I say darn close to zero, I'm thinking at the absolute most, maybe 0.1%, maybe more like 0.001%.
Well, there you go. So, people, my question to you is, why are you listening to people who are born on third base? Why are you listening to the AOCs of the world when they say, soak the rich, like she's done so many times, when she's actually bought and owned by the rich? Look, if we don't wake up to the groupthink, to the psyops, to the psychology, Vince, none of it's going to matter. I mean, we can talk generators all day long. If people don't understand why you need to do it,
yeah,
they don't start fighting.
But there's a reason why I'm asking you this, because your use of a generator is way different from just about everybody else who's thinking about a generator. And you're a special case. And because you have an off-grid system, and it works fine when the sun's shining, but when the sun's not shining, you supplement. And what I wanted to do was convey to the class what the consumption in current is that you live with. Okay, so, for example, you've got a 24-volt system, you've got solar panels, but when you supplement with the generator, how big is it? Is it 7,000 watts, 7,500 watts, something like that?
I think it's 7,500, if my memory serves
right. So if you
I'm going to tweak that last question you gave as far as how much, current. I'm going to tell you how much gasoline I use. And you're going to be shocked. It's not much. I use 200 gallons of gas, high octane, premium gas, per year for my generator, which pulls up water year round, in addition to the winter supplementation to keep my batteries full. So 200 gallons for my generator, my UTV, my wood splitter, and my chainsaws. Now, when I go to the flathead for supplies, like maybe once a month, I don't know, I'm guessing, I use that 200 gallons in a few trips back and forth. So what I'm saying is the way we live is very low consumptive rates depending on whatever unit of measure you use. But, you know, we don't have fancy appliances. We don't have, you know, we don't turn on the lights all the time. We wear headlamps often in the winter months in the cabin. So, you know, we sacrifice. And it's about your ability to live rugged. It's not just capital resources and skill sets. It's your ability to tough it out. And so you got to make your decision on when you have a plan B, how you want to live, because it's going to be about survival. It's not going to be about foo-foo wants. It's going to be about 100% needs. And this is why, again, I keep trying to wake people up to what's really going on with the PSYOPs and behind the scenes, because if people don't understand it, they're not going to speak up about it. If you don't speak up about it, you're not going to get people to be active about it. And if we can't get people who inherited a birthright of freedom and liberty and the rule of law to stand up for themselves and for each one of us, not by group, but by being an American, if we can't get that, then it's going to be murder, rape, and mayhem.
So 200 gallons, I just did a quick extrapolation and guess. I'm thinking about 80 gallons of that would be for the generator for water and charging the battery, about 80 gallons for the UTV, and then the wood splitter and the chainsaws would be, that split the, you know, the 40 gallons that's left. Is that close?
You know, I really haven't split it up, Vince, but I'll tell you, my UTV, even though I do take it off the property once in the blue moon, I would say 99% of my use is as a tool on the hobby farm. So,
the reason
I said that is it doesn't usually go maybe 2-3 times a year. It goes on what I would call a semi-long trip,
mm-hmm.
like 30-40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of the use is right here at home.
Well, what I was trying to figure out is we use about 33 kilowatts of current per day, 33,000 watt hours per day, and roughly 11,000 per month. That's typical for an American house. But we're running an entire farm on what a typical average American house uses. So we're extremely efficient, but we do use fuel. And I was thinking about your generator and how when you fire that thing up to pump water and charge your batteries, I guess you do that simultaneously, right? You start it up and you're charging your batteries and pumping water at the same time, right?
Well, only if I need to pump water.
Yeah, right.
If I just need to, you know, especially in that one day per week where I got to get it fully charged, you know, I'm going to run that generator this time of year for quite a few hours.
Is that like 3 hours, 4 hours?
I'm going to say between 4 and 6. But it depends. It totally depends. Is the sun out? Am I getting supplementation from the sun? Is, you know, what was my number when I started out? Was it the 90s or was it 82% of full? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my lifestyle in general, going off into a tangent again from generators, every answer is different based on seasonality. From chores to everything's different. So it's almost like we're semi-nomadic living on the same property. Because
mm-hmm.
every season is different. So for me to give an answer of how many, you know, watts or amps I use in a given day is totally irrelevant. Because, again, it depends on the seasonality.
Would you say that when you run, let's say, 6 hours of your generator using somewhere around 10 gallons of gasoline?
I would say a lot less than that. I would say less than 5.
Okay. So that tells me that your generator is not running at maximum current producing capacity. So you're probably running at about half of the 7,500 watts, which is great. That'll help your generator last a long time. What I'm trying to have the class understand is How much fuel does it take if they have a generator to supplement, you know, their solar system? Because, frankly, if you just have a solar system, you're going to run out of electricity whenever the sun doesn't shine. That's just the way it is. And that's what happens here.
Well, let me tell you that I've visited probably at least 200 off-grid homes, if not more, over the years. Everyone does it differently. Okay, I know people who live on a piece of property who have no electricity, they have phone, and they have a well. So they need a generator to pump up their water. And what they do is, at this time of year, similar to us, where we don't have the refrigerator plugged in, we keep our food on the basement floor, so we're basically not fighting the seasons. We take advantage of seasonality. So what a lot of these people do who don't have battery storage for their amps and volts, they turn on the generator maybe once a day for an hour and a half. They don't need to, you know, have their refrigerator or freezer plugged in because it's winter in Montana. But if they need to wash clothes, they need to do this, whatever their desires, they turn on that generator for like an hour and a half a day, which is nothing. And they live a fairly normal life. So what people have to realize is you got to think outside the box. You got to look at your capital resources, and you got to look at your skill sets, then you got to look at how rugged you want to live. Because if Vince is right, folks, we're not doing a good job on explaining the why you need to live this way. If Vince thinks 0.1% of people literally have generators that's able to hook up to their home and have the energy to produce that gen, at least to get through a winter, and Vince's answer is 0.1%, then we're not doing our jobs on why you need this. Because everything we're saying is almost irrelevant if nobody has it. And again, people need to realize what's coming. You know, I'm
Kyle. Let me qualify what I'm saying. I believe a lot more than 0.1% of the population has a generator. I believe that. But when you add in to that equation the fuel to run it for a winter,
right,
that's where it goes down to, you know, 0.1% or 0.01%. Because most people don't have that much fuel. We do, but most people don't. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, where I was going with this is to help the class understand how much fuel they're going to use to survive, you know, seasons. So, class, in our case, we have a 500-gallon propane tank, and it's filled 80%, which is the maximum you can fill it. That's 400 gallons. And if we were to use 2 gallons a day to run a generator, running on propane, that would last 200 days. 200 days. How long is a winter? About 90 days. So it would last a little over 2 winters. Another way of looking at that is if you say the 365 days per year, we could probably get a full year if we're really careful with how we would use a generator to live off-grid. That would be start the generator, run the well pump, store the water, because it's easier to store water than it is to store electricity. It's much less expensive to store water than it is to store electricity. Charge the batteries. Make sure the refrigerator or freezers are all running. And it would be starting the generator a couple times a day, running it for short periods, maybe a half hour or an hour. And that's how we would do it to extend the fuel. But when Rich asked the question, you know, how many people would be able to, how many people live with a generator and be able to feed it for a winter, that's where it gets really difficult. Because most people would not really think about starting the generator, running the refrigeration equipment, the freezers, the refrigerator, getting the water from the well, charging the batteries all at the same time, and then shutting the generator off. Most people have been lulled into complacency with the whole house generator type system where, heck, that thing automatically powers on the generator when it detects that the grid has gone down. And then it just runs until the grid comes back up, which is insanity in terms of fuel consumption. So that's why I wanted to have this discussion to put four in your mind that you need to be very careful how you run a generator. And Rich, I wanted to ask you, so how do you store your fuel? Do you have it delivered and do you have a tank? Or, I mean, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Or do you get it in those 5-gallon red plastic?
No, I just have it delivered, and it, you know, I only go through 200 gallons, so it's not like it's a big deal. And I just put some, you know, a stable type product in there to keep it, you know, for the year, and it works. Look, everybody should be thinking about food, water, shelter, and energy right now. That's where your investment needs to go, is to build skill sets, hone skill sets, think outside the box, and live outside the box. Because the whole system is so corrupt. I mean, there's no, we don't even have rule of law in any context. So people are just going to have to start thinking about regaining those old 19th century skills. There's no reason why you can't dovetail them with 21st century technology. That's basically what a solar array is. But, you know, and a lot of people use the term the simple life. It's a lot of work, folks. So if you associate simple with easy peasy, it ain't going to work for you.
That's right.
Thinking with foresight and living outside the box, not just thinking outside the box. You know, we had some, we were at some place for Christmas yesterday, and anyway, long story short, or Christmas Eve, and we were talking to these young ladies who really wanted to pioneer in homestead, and basically everything they're doing is talking about it, and they're not doing it. You have to pull the trigger, and, you know, get together with different people, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jan, and Sue, buy a piece of land, cross-train, turn it into a working hobby farm. And the first thing you're doing is not paying rent. So you're putting, what, $1,000, $2,000 in your pocket. And with the skill sets you're honing and cross-training others with, you have a business model. So you get to live a certain way however you choose. Remember, off-grid doesn't mean an exact lifestyle. Only thing off-grid means by definition is that you're not hooked up to the corporate energy electric grid. That is it. You get to choose how you live. So I tell people all the time, you can talk about it all you want, but if you don't plan it and pull the trigger on it, it's never going to happen. And I see a lot of folks doing that, Vince.
It's easy to talk about it, and it's really hard to do. It's kind of like the difference between an automobile that has crank-up windows. You actually have to turn the crank to move the window up or down, and the switch to have the electric motor move the window up and down. But it's easy to have electric windows. But with that comes the complication and the failure points of having the electric windows break. Rarely, very rarely, does a crank-up window break. Very rarely. I've never seen one. I've never seen one break. Electric windows break all the time. So when I'm talking about the motor, the mechanism, the window regulator that moves the window up and down, those break. So the more simple you have your life, doesn't mean easy, as Rich said. It's hard work. It's hard work. But in the long run, I think it's what's going to be needed to survive. And when we talk about energy and we talk about fuels and storing fuels, and eventually, even if you have a lot, you're going to run out. So it's going to get back to the hard way, the simple way. And I think that's where we're headed. I don't see any light at the end of this tunnel. I think it's going to get worse. Rich, thank you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.